This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know the pattern by now, right? There is political unrest somewhere, and social media plays a key role. Last week's failed coup in Turkey is just the most recent example, and it has become clear that governments have learned that controlling Twitter and YouTube and Facebook is at least as important as controlling more traditional media companies. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
More than once, Turkey has shut down all of Twitter. Facebook's been blocked, too. When Twitter and Facebook were slowed down during the coup attempt, Eva Galperin with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says social media updates from those sources kept coming.
These kinds of blocks are so common in Turkey. Almost everybody who uses the internet is extremely familiar with how to circumvent internet censorship.
Ironically, says Galperin, the same guy who relies on censorship, President Erdogan, tweeted and spoke to the nation on FaceTime during the coup.
Erdogan is so afraid of social media precisely because he has some understanding of its power.
Authoritarian regimes like China, Russia, Iraq, Thailand, Ethiopia, and Uganda all look to control this increasingly mainstream form of media. Some software vendors have helped such countries monitor and censor online information channels. Deji Olukatan with the digital advocacy rights organization Access Now says it seems to be a brisk business, but the firms don't boast about developing these tools.
They can be used and have been used to target dissidents and human rights defenders and journalists and put them in jail.
It's unclear how big this industry is, but it is clear its importance is growing. If you run an authoritarian government, controlling radio, television, and newspapers is no longer enough. Mohamed El Arian, chief economic advisor at Allianz, says social media can inspire democracy or hate.
You know, this is no different from any other major historical innovations. And over time, society is going to have to find a way to balance benefits, costs, and risks.
Whether it's a coup attempt in Turkey or popular uprisings in the Middle East, we all continue to experiment with the power of social media. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.